Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of I Talk and You Learn. Trust you're doing great in that part of the world you are. Well, I'm doing great in this part of Nigeria that I am. So in today's episode, I'll be sharing a short story I wrote and submitted years back for a short story writing contest on Okada Books. Well, this is a story of two friends. Yeah, a male and a female, who have been friends for quite a long time, like 7 years. So on this fateful day, the male called the female and said, "Hi, I really want to see you. I need to say something to you. I need to tell you something. So when can we meet?" The girl's like, okay. How about you meet me in my house? In the next 2 days by 5 p.m. I'll be home by then." We're like, "Oh, great." So in the girl's mind, the girl had expectations. The girl's mind was, "Oh, wow, this might be the time when he would ask me that question I've always been waiting for. This might be the time." And the guy in his own mind too, like, "Oh God, I hope she pays attention. I hope she doesn't get angry. She doesn't feel offended." So the day came around, and you know, the boy dressed well, wore the best of his cologne. You know, he's going to visit his friend, his female friend. So, you know, he had to look very sweet and nice. Whereas the girl had arranged her hair, you know, arranged the house, cleaned everywhere, spread, put on the nice cologne, wear her a nice wig, you know, put on a nice dress and ready. So when she heard the sound on the door, her heart beeped. Her mind had a lot of thoughts. What is he planning to tell me? What does he really want to say? What is his plan? What is his intention? Whereas the guy's mind out there too was peeping when he was knocking on the door. His heart beat. And he was asking himself, what would be her response? What would she say? Would she get offended? What would she say? So the boy she finally opened the door for the guy, and the guy, so that is boy, sorry, I'm talking about a guy and lady, please, not boy and girl. Alright, so the guy got to, the door was opened, the lady opened the door for the guy. He walked in, greeted, no gestures, hugged her, "How have you been? How are you doing? Hope you're good, hope you're nice, hope you're cool and everything." Yes, so she said, "So yes, I'm fine." So she went in, so she went to get juice from the fridge, served him to chill. It's a very chill juice and all. Her heart was still in expectation. Her heart was still running. Like, there's a race in her heart, there's butterflies flying in her belly. So there's something she's expecting. What's going to happen? So after the guy just asked a random question, like, "How have you been? What's up? How are you doing? How are you doing?" They are friends, right? Very close friends, like intimate friends. So they really have a lot of, things to catch up. Just things that happen during the day, right? Maybe work and every other thing, because they know a lot of things about themselves, because they are very good intimate friends. So the guy stood up from his seat, went on his knees, and dipped his hand in his pocket. As he was doing that, he was saying, "I'm sorry, I want to say this. I just hope you won't feel offended." The girl was like, "Yes, say it. I'm listening. I'm ready to listen." He's like, "I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I don't know what your response would be." The girl was like, "But just say it and wait for my response. Just say it with excitement." The boy was like, "Really? I should say it?" She was like, "Yes, say it." Then he said, as he was saying that, he said, "I'm sorry, I broke your laptop." Then he brought out his handkerchief from his pocket and cleaned the sweaty palms. The girl looked in disgust, in annoyance. She slapped the guy and said, "What the hell, what are you telling me? What are you saying?" And the guy was like, "But you said I should say it. What are you, like," sincerely speaking, the guy really didn't have anything in mind. Like, he just went to apologize, because he actually borrowed her laptop a long time ago. He hadn't returned it, and he has really not been telling her the truth about it, because that actually got spoiled in his hand. So he came to just apologize. In fact, as a friend, it would be very wrong if he kept her in blues. Whereas the lady has been expecting a proposal. She was waiting to hear a question, will you be my girlfriend, will you be my fiance, will you be my wife, will you be my, oh, they've been friends for 7 years, for crying out loud. But you know, I'm out there, even as a lady, what would you expect her to, what do you expect her to even expect, right? So this is the story of these two friends, and she got angry and asked him to leave the house. And the boy was shocked, like, what have I done? What did I do? Like, what exactly did I really, really do? What was my... What? I only came to apologize. Was she angry? But the boy realized that she was not really angry about the laptop, because she didn't talk about the laptop. She just blab and say, was that the only thing you want to say? Is it only that? Is that the only thing you want to tell me? The only thing... She was angry and sent out of the house. So the boy left. So that's the story. Now, the story might not really be as interesting as I wrote it, but I hope you got the concept, right? So here, what are the lessons I want to drive from this short story? Well, number one, it's you need to define your relationship so that you would know where you are headed to. Possibly you've been in a relationship with a friend for a long time, like you were a friendship for a long time, and you know they are strange attached, like you have these emotions, strong emotions, and the guy is, as a guy, you've said nothing. And the girl or the guy is saying nothing, and you're in love with yourself, you know. Of course, you can't really hide emotions. You really cannot. When it's mutual, you know, definitely. So there's a need to define, so you know where you're headed to. Maybe as a lady, you call the guy, please, where are we headed to? What's the goal? These feelings that are happening between us, are we just living as friends? I will be guided, so I would know what exactly where I'm going to. So it's important to define your relationship. Like, it's very important. Every relationship you find yourself, is that important? If you are just in the friend zone, please maintain the friendship and don't leave. Unless you feel you need to move on. If you are courting or dating, maintain that zone. If you are just casual colleagues, maintain that zone. If you are close friends, best friends, maintain that zone. If you are husband, right, and wife, so maintain that zone as well. So whatever your zone is, maintain it. Ensure that you know. See, assumptions are dangerous. If you have expectations that are not okay, that let me move on to my next point. Yeah, so that would lead me. So, and second lesson I want you to learn from this is stop expecting so much from others, so that you won't be disappointed. But if there's one person, you know, you should have high expectations for, it is you. Stop having high expectations of people, because many times people tend not to meet our expectations, and we end up getting beaten and angry and disappointed. Why? Because you had a lot of high expectations for them. If there's anybody you should have high expectations for in this life, it should be you. Have high expectations for yourself, not for others. Again, expect good things when people expect, but don't really have that. Don't put people so in high expectations, such that when they disappoint you, you won't be so heartbroken. You won't be so pained. Just like the lady in the story I shared, she had high expectations, she was heartbroken. I think she was just she just let her mind, okay, maybe you just want to do something. Just, you know, not she, and that's not gonna, from the point I was talking about assumptions, don't assume for people, don't really assume. Let things play out the way it should be first, right? So if a relationship, don't just expect so much, define it. Let your borders be known. Set boundaries. Know what you are going. Know where you are headed. Know the zone you are. Okay, so on that point again, I want you to, I want to point out to my guys, please, to the ladies, please, don't let any guy be like an umbrella covering you from others without making any intentions known. There might be this guy in your life who, you know, yes, he has shown that he likes you, he cares for you, you know, he sends you early morning messages. And before you sleep at night, you meet his messages on your phone. Like, so sweet boy, SBA, sweet boy association. So sweet and romantic, like a definition of respect at all. But he's showing no intentions at all. He's just doing all those care, mushy mushy, romantic, takes you out on a date, rubs your hair, you know, rubs your palm, and hugs you, and do some stuffs. And he has not really made the intentions known. I'm telling you, my friend, listening to me as a lady, please. Don't let any boy put you under that umbrella ministry. He's got an umbrella ministry, yes. A friend of mine got an umbrella ministry. Why? Because he's covering you from others. He's covering your eyes from seeing potential suitors. Yes, potential suitors. Because if he covers you, others will not come, because people will feel that maybe he's actually her boyfriend, whereas he's not. He's just a friend. So please, that's what to also point out to the one I talked about. Define your relationship, so you know the ship you are in, right? So you won't be in situationship, thinking you are in courtship or Is it like date cheap? That's what I mean. That's a joke. That's, there's nothing like that. Okay, so I believe you got that point. So ensure that you don't allow anybody put you in any umbrella. Don't cover you like an umbrella, so you can open to others. So always ask the guy, please, where are we headed? So don't be shy. If this is your life, and mostly for the female, females are always at the receiving end, they're always waiting for guys, whereas the guys are always the one searching. So guys may not really have issues. The world can only, guys can always go out to search for a new girl. Well, you are waiting and you love this guy. So please ensure you you don't allow anybody to cover. Then something quickly. So if you like any guy, okay, so as a lady too, if you like any guy and you know you want to graduate to a level more than the friendship level you are right now, give him green lights. There's something we call green lights. You know, you don't have to ask him out, please. Just show signs that I am here and available for you. You know those signs, females, you know how you play your cards well. You know, you can make him say, fry me, I'm your plantain. Make yourself a plantain that you can fry. Okay, so that was it. That was an enlightenment. So, but in adventure, you have this friend and you really want to move on and he's not really sure. Give him green lights. Many times, one of the reasons why guys sometimes don't really come out as mature, and ask you out is because they feel you might get a no, and guys don't really want to get no, so they are being kept. They want to confirm. So give them that green light that yes, I am here, I'm available, and I'm going to give you a yes. But you don't have to ask. You don't have to do it directly. You know what I'm saying? Just make yourself available. Just make your how will I put these words now? Just show him those lights, those signs that yes, I'm available. You know, we call it green light or sign, green light, the go light. Tell him that yes, I am available for you. I am here. So I'm ready to, you can treat your shit. I'm gonna give you a yes. So okay, so this is my so let's call it an end today. So end of the episode, an episode today. I do hope you learned a whole lot of stuff. So but once you have questions, please do where to ask. And you have contributions, do where to comment as well. So by the way, you can actually follow me on Instagram at I am_PrinceOrji. You can search me on Facebook, become my friends on Facebook, or like my Facebook page, Prince Orji, on Twitter at I am_PrinceOrji. My Medium page, you read a lot of my write-ups at I am Prince Orji, actually medium.com/PrinceOrji. You would get a lot of my write-ups. You can go on Google and search my name. You'll get a lot of things about me. So you might really want to I do a lot of writing. So you might really want to read what I write. So please follow me. Let's be in touch. You can then send a personal message and say and tell me it's actually from the podcast. So I will know, so we can actually be in touch. Right. So see you next time when I will do another episode. Enjoy yourself and be good, please. Thank you.